Amen. Amen. Let all my worship flow to you. It is indeed a pleasure to be here with you, Beacon Light, today. If I thought I could get away with it, when the dance, the praise dance was going on, and we got to the amen part of that, I would just say the benediction and we would rejoice and go home on that note. Let all my worship flow to you. I just thank you all for this opportunity. It is again both a pleasure and an honor for me to be with you all on this momentous occasion. I met Dr. Burke back in 2013 when I came to ASOT to complete some work that I started at Shaw Divinity School. We had some discussions early on about the differences between Zotero and EndNote. Some of y'all may know what I'm talking about. But you know, as I looked at the relationship, it is more than just friends. You know, sometimes as Flavor Wheaton says, some people come into your life and go quickly. Some people move our souls to dance. They awaken us to new understandings with the passing whisper of their wisdom. Some make the sky more beautiful to gaze upon. They stay in our lives for a while, leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never the same. Dr. Burke is the latter, and I will never be the same. If you were around ASOT, oftentimes you would see three of us together. Some would call us the Three Musketeers, Dr. Burke, Dr. Daniels, and myself. We have some things in common, and we enjoyed each other, but most of all, we love the Lord. I am most grateful that I am here today with you to celebrate 28 years of service at Beacon Light Missionary Baptist Church. That said, there is a word from the Lord. You know, as I think about where we are and the times that we're in, there's an old hymn that goes something like this: what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Let us pray. Here we are again, Father, standing in the need of prayer. First of all, we want to honor you for who you are, the creator of heaven and earth. We want to glorify you because you sit high and you look low. You know all about us, Father. You are the one who protects our going out and our coming in. We are here to worship and to serve you. We want to thank you for your mercy and for your grace and your loving kindness. Father, we are here to celebrate 28 years of service at Beacon Light Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, North Carolina. I pray that you will continue to help them lift up the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the shepherd of this flock, my friend and my brother, Dr. Burke. Now, Father, I ask that you hide me behind the cross so that your people will see more of you and less of me. I pray this in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, the only one that is able to keep us from falling. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. I won't say if you have your Bibles because you are members of Beacon Light Missionary Baptist Church, and I know you don't go to the forest to cut down a tree without an axe. And so in your Bibles, turn to Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. I'm going to be speaking with you for a little bit this morning from the 20th to the 30th verse. But for the sake of brevity this morning, I will read verses 20 to 23, and then skip down to verses 28 to 30. I would encourage you to read it in its entirety at your leisure. And the word says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for not my name is in him. But if thou shalt obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off." Skip down to verse 28. And it says, "And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. I will drive them out from you. I will not drive them out before you, before thee in 1 year. I will not drive them out in 1 year, lest the land be desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. But little by little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land." God's word for God's people. For the time that's allotted to me this morning, I just want to talk for just a little bit this morning about when you are in God's hand. When you are in God's hand, one hymn writer put it this way: "Time is filled with swift transitions. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by my earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand." You know, if we were in the building, I might try to sing that a little bit and get some help from Beacon Light this morning, but we won't labor that too long. But I imagine that during the last 28 years, Beacon Light Missionary Baptist Church was holding on to God's unchanging hand. Some of the times during that past 28 years were good and some not so good. However, Dr. Lafayette Maxwell has been known to say, "Never call any day bad or good until all the days are in." In the last 28 years, many of the original 100 are gone on to be with the Lord, and others have stepped up and taken their place. As I understand it, the first service of the 100 was held at Rogers Herr Middle School in 1993. And I heard that Reverend Lorenzo Lynch was elected the pastor. You know, as I looked at your history and I listened to what was said there, it is amazing to me, and it is a witness of being in God's hand, that in 28 years, you've had two leaders. God has been good to you. That's a perfect indication that you are in God's hand. Well, let me get back to my text. When you're in God's hand, there are some things that happen. So let me build a foundation for you first. The book of Exodus chronicles the liberation of the children of Israel from bondage in Egypt. Let us take a retrospective view of that journey. I want to remind you of a few events that happened while they were in the hands of God. Time when they were in the hands of God. We'll start with Joseph in his coat of many colors. There's a lot more before that, but for the sake of this discussion, let's just talk about him and his coat of many colors. His brothers did not like him, and he wound up in a pit. They sold him into slavery. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Remember, Joseph went from being a favorite son to a prisoner, to from a pit to a prisoner. Remember, Joseph went from being in the prison to the palace. Now, that's a transition that is major. When you think about he went from being a prisoner to the palace. Remember, Joseph was also, God will, when you're in the hands of God, he will do some things that don't seem like they are logical, but going from the pit to the prison, from the prison to the palace, that's what was going on when you're in God's hand. Remember, Joseph was able to help Egypt get through 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Strange things will happen when you're in God's hand, and you will not be able to explain them. My brothers and my sisters, if you can explain it, God didn't have anything to do with it. But I'll tell you, in God's hand, you can rise from the prison to the palace. In God's hands, my parents bought a house without a job or down payment. I'm talking about being in God's hand. In God's hand, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm just talking about being in God's hand. Remember, the children of Israel were in God's hand because God promised it to them in the beginning. Read your Bible in Genesis, the 17th chapter, in the 5th verse. He promised it to Abraham. He said, Abram, you will be the father of many nations. When you're in God's hand, you will be fruitful and multiply. Now, when they went into Egypt, they went in about 70. Some theologians have been known to say that they came out about 2 million. I'm talking about when you're in God's hand. His rule of multiplication passes all understanding when you're in God's hand. I also want you to remember that even though you are in God's hand, everybody will not rejoice with you. They won't be happy. Remember, when you're in God's hand, sometimes there will come a king who did not remember what Joseph did. You know the story. But when you're in God's hand, the world cannot stop your blessings. I believe that Beacon Light is in God's hand. I believe that the world can't stop you. Remember what the king said that knew not Joseph. He said, they are multiplying too fast. God said in Genesis to be fruitful and multiply. He said, but oh, they are, if we are not careful, they'll be more than we. Sounds like America. Sounds like what's going on here now. If you watch the televisions, you see the things going on. And now what you see is you see people of color being presidents. You see people of color with PhDs. You see people of color with money and resources. When you're in God's hands, strange things will happen. Well, she said, he said, kill the boys. But Jochebed said, I'm going to wrap this baby up. I'm going to put him in a basket to be raised up in the house of he who wanted to kill him. I'm still talking about in God's hand. You know, the interesting thing about that story, when Jochebed put her baby in that basket and pushed him off, expecting not to see him again. But guess who got to nurse him? The Pharaoh's daughter brought him back to her to nurse him. I'm still talking about what happens when you're in God's hand. You know the rest of the story. Moses had to go into hiding for a little while, but he was in God's hand. The baby from the Nile returned to Egypt when he was in God's hand. I read in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, in the 3rd verse, it says, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I just wanted to build a foundation by looking back at the book of Exodus. In God's hand, some miraculous things can and do happen when you're in God's hand. Let's take a look back at the text, because it's important for us to understand that in life, we go through some trials and some tribulations. Sometimes, in order for us to learn something, we've got to go through exposure. We've got to go through sometimes through repetition. Some things we don't have to repeat. You know, touching a hot stove, you don't have to touch it again to know that it's hot. Then there has to be some understanding. And then after you understand it, you have to be convinced that what you understand is true. And then and only then can you apply it in God, apply it in your life. But I'm talking about in God's hand. God took the children and he said to them, I brought you into this land. In the verses that we read in your hearing, God delivered his people from Egypt after 400 years of bondage. And here in this chapter, God is giving them a conditional covenant. Watch me now. A contract, if you will. Conditional means that if you do this, I'll do that. Here God says, God tells them he is sending an angel before them. Point number one, he sent an angel before Beacon Light. He's sending an angel before them. And he says, the angel has a couple of things that he needs you to understand. What's the mission of the angel? He said, well, first of all, he says, it's to keep them in the way, to help them keep their eyes fixed and stayed on him. You all know what happens when you take your eyes off of Christ. Peter was walking on the water and he saw the wind. It's interesting that he said he saw the wind. He looked away, but he began to sink. If we keep our eyes fixed and stayed on him, everything will be all right. He said, this angel is being sent before you to keep you in the way, to keep you from sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, keep you from getting very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Keep your eyes on him. His second mission of the angel was to bring them to a place he has prepared for them. I submit to you, my brothers and my sisters, that when that original 100 met over at Rogers Her, that they had no idea of what God was going to do. But God already had Beacon Light already planned out to bring them into a place he had prepared for them. His word is true, and you can take it to the bank. You know, if I tell you I'm gonna do something, you have to count on it and say, well, if Reverend Lawson remembers, you know, he's on up in years now, and if he didn't write it down, he might forget. And then if he wrote it down, he might forget where he wrote it. But if God said it, you can count on it. However, this is conditional. And my second point is the condition was that you must obey. It says it right there in the text. You must obey him and not provoke him. If you read the book from the beginning, you will find God would bless the children of Israel and they would forget about it. And God would chastise them. You know, the word says those that he loves, he chastises. So in this book, at the end of the covenant, verse 22 says, if you indeed obey, your enemy will be my enemy. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, I'm talking about the fact that if you obey, those who put sheets over their heads and roam at night will be my enemy because they are your enemy. If you obey, those of you who deprive you of a good education will be my enemy. I'm talking about in the hands of God. In the hands of God. Verse 22 says that if you obey, then your enemy will be my enemy. And it also says something else. It says, and your adversary will be my adversary. Finally, Beacon Light. Finally, I stopped by to tell you that you have an angel that has gone on before you. He will give you what he has prepared for you. But please take note of verse 28. Please take note of verse 28. Sometimes we get anxious and we want it all right now. And he could do that. But verse 28 says, and I will send the harness before thee to clear the way, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. But he says this, y'all. He says, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against you. But he said, he says, but by little, you know, my mother used to say, wait on the Lord. I say, wait on the Lord and be of good cheer, for he will strengthen thine heart. When my hair was a different color, I did not understand that. I was anxious to be grown. I did not know what it meant to be grown. But my mama would say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, for he will strengthen thine heart. And what he's saying here is that when you ask, he will bless you, but he'll bless you in his own time. As a little by little, God has been blessing Beacon Light to only have two pastors, two leaders in 28 years. I know churches that have had 28 pastors in 28 years, but little by little, God has been blessing you. Now, I know that his anniversary is coming up. And I just want to admonish you to take care of the angel of this house. Take care of him, love him, nourish him and his family. Keep him in your care. But remember, little by little, God will bless you. In my closing, I've shown you that God took care of the children of Israel. I show you that when you're in God's hand, he will bless you and he will bless those round and about you. In God's hand, you will be more than a conqueror. In God's hand, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I told you about my parents who bought their first house with no job and no money down. I still am amazed at how they did it. But when you're in God's hand, he will always make a way. Those were examples of the children of Israel, of personal experiences about what happens when you're in God's hand. I have one more thing to tell you about when you're in God's hand. You see, it was over 2,000 years ago that a baby was born in Bethlehem, but he was in God's hand. Oh, he grew up. His mother and father left him at the age of 12. He said, I must be about my father's business, talking about in God's hand. He grew on up and then he was wrongly accused. My Bible tells me that they hauled him from hall to hall. They whipped him all night long. They slapped him and said, tell us who did it. But he was in God's hand. And not a mumbling word did he say. Now, I just want to prove my point. You know the story of how they hung him high and stretched him wide, how they pierced your Savior and my Savior in the side. But in the end, one of his final words was, Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit. I'm talking about in God's hand. Oh, we celebrated the result of being in his hands on Easter Sunday, for he was put in a borrowed grave, stayed there all night Friday night, all day Saturday, all night Saturday night, but early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. I'm talking about when you're in God's hands, strange things will happen. I submit to you, my brothers and my sisters. And now he sits on the right hand of God, interceding for all of us so that we can be in God's hand. In God's hand. When you are in God's hand, Beacon Light, keep doing what God has called you to do. Your enemies will be his enemies. Your adversaries will be his adversaries. God will keep you in perfect peace as long as your mind is stayed on him. Stay in God's hand. Stay in God's hand. Amen. There may be somebody, you know, this virtual thing is all right as a placeholder, but I can't wait to get back in the church. You see, right about now, I'd be running around and I've got to sit down and be still in this chair. I'm trying to be careful that I don't kick the camera over or kick the lights over. But when I get back into his house, I'm going to rejoice. Oh, what a time it's going to be. Oh, what a time it's going to be. There may be somebody that's out there that has not been or have not been or are not in the hands of God. Let me recommend them to you on this day. Make it an anniversary occasion for yourself. For in God's hand, you can do all things through him who strengthens you. In God's hand, you can go above and beyond measure. The church here at Beacon Light has open doors and an open heart. If you don't have a home, Pastor Burke is ready, willing, and able to accept you. All you got to do is just seek him with all your heart. Trust in him, for his word is true. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. This is God's word for God's people. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for your word, your will, and your way. Father, bless this community, Heavenly Father. Help them to be busy about your business. And we'll give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you now, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Remember, you are in the hands of God. Amen. Amen.